Please take your Bible, turn to the book of Acts. I'll do a quick Bible study on missions. Not necessarily a Bible study, but we'll look at a couple verses here this morning. Acts chapter 1. And if you look at verse 8, very familiar verse 8, and I would like you, let's stand. You've been sitting for a while, and I'm getting jealous. Did I say that out loud? I'd like you to read verse 8 with me, and then I'll talk a little bit about this morning. Look at verse 8. Let's all read it together. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, and I pray that you would speak to us this morning. I pray that you would help us to be Christians that have a burden, that have a heart, to see lives change in our church, in our community, and around the world. Thank you, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I'll speak to you real briefly this morning on what is needed or the prerequisites for us to fulfill the Great Commission. Now, am I turned on here? Amen. Good. All right. I'm not sure if I have ADHD. I don't know if that's true ADHD or not, but I do like to move around. I have an HD TV, so maybe that means I like to move. That probably causes ADHD. That's probably what it is. If you think about really what the Bible's talking about here, when Christ's last commission, the last thing he left us, his final marching orders is known as the Great Commission. That commission that he left for you and I to fulfill. He didn't leave it for the Red Cross to fulfill. He didn't leave it for UNICEF or for all these different philanthropic organizations around the world to fulfill. He left it for you and I, Christians, saved believers in a Bible-preaching church to fulfill. And he wants you and I to have a part in this. He doesn't want us to just look around and say, well, this is something that belongs to those people that set up a display out there. This is something that belongs to, you know, the pastor or to someone who's going to go out and start a church somewhere. This is a commission he left to everyone. And if you look here at the final piece of the Great Commission, you can see the Great Commission truly all throughout the Gospels, but especially at the end of the Gospels. And you see here, look at verse 8, it says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I'm thankful that God, when he sends, he equips. And he equipped us with the Holy Spirit and gave us power to go and fulfill this Great Commission. Ye shall be witnesses unto me. The Bible says here and is explaining here that we as Christians are to be witnesses. I'm going to preach a little bit about this later on, but I want to say that if you look at here what the Bible says, it gives us kind of a formula. Now, I know what the formula typically is, and I understand, and I really believe that that is a correct way of looking at it, but I do want to bring out an application through each of these locations. If you look at what the Bible says here, ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, which, as we know, means where? Our local area. So that would be Jasonville. That would be, we're in Greene County? In Greene County. That would be our where we are right now. And Judea, that would be our an area that's a little farther out, perhaps Indiana or a greater metropolitan area that we are now. In Samaria, the places many times that we don't want to go. And then the Bible says here, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I know that that is the formula that we look at, and I believe that that is what the Bible's saying here. But I want to draw a further application when we look at each of those, and I want you as a Christian to apply this to your life. If there is no application, then there's no point of preaching. We are to listen and apply these things to our hearts. There are certain requirements that you and I need to have in order to fulfill the Great Commission. Let's look at the first one here. Look what the Bible says, and I want you to read that first location. We read it earlier. Both in, what's that word, folks? Jerusalem. That first place here, that area that we see around us, I believe what the Bible's saying here specifically is that you and I, in order to, the first requirement that we have to have in order to fulfill the Great Commission is you and I have to have a burden. What I mean by that is this. If we look at Jerusalem, Jesus was telling him, he's saying, look, I want you to go to these places around you. I want you to go to the places that you can touch, that you can see. Many times we get so caught up in ourselves that we fail to see what's right in front of our noses. We fail to see a world that is lost and dying and going to hell. So often do we look at our own problems, and yes, we have problems. So often do we look at our own needs that we choose not to see a Jerusalem that is dying. What does the Bible say? My eye hath affected my... You know what that's called? A burden. Say, Brother Kyle, I don't have a burden for missions. It's just not me. That's our society nowadays. You know, well, that's you, and I'm just my own way, and we're all just different, so, you know, it's okay. No. He says, ye, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem. That means the place that you are now, the place that you can see, the place that you can touch. And when you look at that place, when you go out and spend time with those people around you, when you're out there witnessing, it creates and it should cause you to have a burden. Folks, we can't reach the world without a burden. We can't reach Jacksonville without a burden. That burden should cause and drive us to fulfill this great commission. This burden should cause us to give of ourselves and say, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to reach those around me. Folks, I'm so thankful that Christ had a burden for the world. I'm thankful that when he looked down from heaven, he didn't just simply look down and say, well, you know what? They disobeyed. They broke my commandments. Forget it. Yet he had a burden for you and I, and that burden took him as far as the cross. Not only do we see the first requirement as the burden, but the second requirement that we see here in order to fulfill the Great Commission. Let's look at that next word here. And in all, what's that word, folks? Judea. Now, as we know here, the Judea was basically their state or their province or the area that they were in. See, when we go beyond where we are, as a Christian, if we're going to fulfill the Great Commission, we have to begin to reach beyond our comfort zone. See, many times we say, okay, I do have a burden. I see a slide presentation. You know, I hear about something's going on. You know, I see the bus ministry and things like that. And yes, I have a burden. But many times what keeps us from fulfilling the Great Commission, what keeps us from doing what God wants us to do in our lives is that we fail to step out of our comfort zone and reach out beyond where we're comfortable reaching. You see, Judea, you can't do that by staying in Jerusalem. You can't do that by simply being where you are. It requires you and I to go beyond what we're used to, what we're ready to do. Brother Jonathan's going to be going actually to Judea. Trust me when I say, believe me when I say this, he's going to have to step out of his comfort zone a lot. Doing what I'm doing right now is not exactly in my comfort zone. I don't think it's really in anybody's comfort zone. But if we are going to reach a world, if we are going to obey the Great Commission, we have to have a reach and begin to reach out to a world that is beyond our touch, that's beyond what we can see, that needs Christ. The third thing that I see here, look what the Bible says again. So we see we need to have a burden. We need to have a reach that extends beyond our comfort zone. The third thing it says, and in, what's that word? Samaria. Now, as you know, and as you probably read in the Bible, especially in the book of John chapter 4, when Jesus, the Bible says he needs to go through Samaria. For the Jews, that was a huge no-no. That was something you did not do. That was the other side of the tracks. That was the place where you were going to get shot. The Samaritans, they held their guns like this. Okay? The Jews were probably like, you know what? They don't pull up their pants all the way. I saw something the other day that says it was so cold I saw a gangster with their pants pulled up. That's cold. In Samaria, you think about it, he said that, I can imagine there was probably several of the disciples that were saying, whoa, I'm too good to go to Samaria. God would not call me there. There's no way I would decide to go there. You see, in order to go to Samaria, in order to fulfill the Great Commission, the third requirement is for you and I to have submission. You see, it's one thing when it's in your area, when it's right around you, and you say, I have a burden for those souls that are across the street. I have a burden for my neighbors. I have a burden for my coworkers, and you should have that. And it drives you and causes you to do something. But when you're going to start reaching out, it's going to take you to step out of your comfort zone. But when you start to look at the places that Christ commanded us to go, your burden alone isn't going to take you there. It requires submission. It requires submission from each of us. We can't have the attitude where we look around and simply say, well, that person's going to go to that area. That person's going to run the bus to that area. Oh, that person's going to go to that country. That person's going to do this and that. Folks, if we are going to reach the world, if this church, if our country is going to be what it should be, what God wants it to be, it's going to be that when Christians say, I'm going to submit to what God wants, I'm going to surrender to what He wants in my life. And I'm willing to go to those places that no one else wants to go to talk to that person that no one else wants to talk to. You know, sometimes even Samaria can be the places that are better than us, and we look at those places and say, I don't want to go to that place. They don't want to hear the gospel. They're rich. But when you are a Christian that's submitted, when you're a Christian that is surrendered, then you're a Christian that can fulfill the Great Commission. The final piece here, as we see here, we see the burden, we see the reach, we see the submission, but the final piece of the puzzle here, look what it says, and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the... The final piece is really kind of the cherry on top. It's really what pushes it over the edge. The final piece is sacrifice. You can have a burden for those around. You can even reach out. You can even go to some of these areas that no one else wants to go and say, I'm submitted, I'm surrendered. But in order to truly, truly reach the world, to reach the uttermost part of the world, it requires sacrifice. Do you know it requires sacrifice to go? Do you know it requires sacrifice to send? It requires sacrifice to give. Oh, we want to say we support this many missionaries and we do this and that. Folks, I'll tell you right now, I praise the Lord for what God's done through this ministry, but none of it would be possible without sacrifice. Our society has trained us to hold on when God is saying, if you are going to reach the world, you have to sacrifice. Sometimes we have all four, we have three of the pieces. Sometimes we have two. Sometimes we're just starting and we say, I don't even have a burden. Get out there into this world. Because this world, as the Bible, as Christ said, it's wide unto harvest. That should cause you to have a burden. Step out of your comfort zone and begin to reach and see what God does. He says He's going to give you power. Not only that, but be surrendered to do whatever He wants you to do to whoever it may be. And give the gospel no matter who the person is. But finally, be willing to sacrifice. You know something, I've seen this, and sadly, what I've seen is that sometimes there's folks that they only want to get so involved with missions, not because they're scared that their God's going to call them. Sometimes it's because they're scared God's going to call their children. Well, God's not going to call me. I'm 55, and God could call you still. But sometimes we even say, well, I don't really want Him to call my kids. Do you know that's called sacrifice? If you read through the book of Acts, starting in chapter 1 through the rest of the book, I promise you, if you look closely, you will see all four of those attributes in those Christians. You will see Paul, that as he stood there, he just couldn't help it. He was so moved with a burden that he had to speak out. You will see people that regardless if it cost them their lives, they were going to preach the gospel. You're going to see later on in the Bible people that gave and sacrificed out of their poverty. You're going to see people that surrendered to God and went where no one else wanted to go, even when they felt like they had to go somewhere and God led them somewhere else. Folks, may we be Christians that fulfill the Great Commission and meet the requirements of the burden, the reach, the surrender, and the sacrifice. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. I pray that you would help us to have those things work in our hearts. In your name I pray and ask, amen.